Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning and hello, Sunshine. It is our first Saturday. The months and days are flying by. The first Saturday that we have the call in March, it sure enough is. OMG. March 7th, 2020. We are here once again. Thank God for grace and mercy. I am not completely jet lagged. I think I did get some sleep, but I can definitely appreciate all of you who call in on the West Coast time because, yeah, a little different than the East Coast time. But praising God for a safe traveling journey with all that's going on in the world and the scare of this coronavirus and the tornadoes and all sorts of natural disasters that are happening. You know, we see the times that we're living in, and we have to stay prayed up. And we know that, you know, it's God's grace and mercy that carries us through day to day and, you know, using wisdom in what we do and how we do it so that we can protect ourselves best we can from the things that are happening around. So prayers are definitely going up for everyone, literally across the world, as this is, I think, now being called somewhat of a pandemic and not epidemic. So God's in control, and we can't live our life in fear. We have to walk in faith and use wisdom. So we will just continue to pray for discernment, for covering, and to really be beacons of light, because folks are losing it literally left and right. You know, in my travels, I came across a couple of instances with some mental health challenges, passing through, going to the airport in Penn Station. And I said, Lord, you know, this is just such a shame that particularly New York City, one of the richest places in the world, that we have homeless and mentally disturbed individuals who are not getting the care that they need simply because of greed. It just so hurt my spirit. And I said, Lord, just help me and everyone else to be better shepherds of the things that you've given us so we can make this world better while we're here. So that's what declaring and decreeing our faith is about. That's what this call is about, is just to come together and gather together, acknowledge that God is real. His word is true. It'll never return unto him void. And if we truly want to be his soldiers on the ground, we have to live the words that he has taught us, not just talk about it, and truly be able to witness and share the good news of the gospel in everything that we do. So I see a couple members of the family are ready to go and unmuted. So just tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning.
Good morning. Dr. Stacey. I'm grateful for life and for you and this whole family. Thank you. Starnell from Buffalo.
Hey, my Darnell. Thank you, my love. Grateful for you as well. And I think somebody else was chiming in.
Good morning. My name is Valerie Adderley from Brooklyn, New York.
Good morning, my Valerie.
And I'm thankful for the change in the time change today.
Right.
I'm thankful for everything, and I'm thankful for this day, this year. I'm thankful for God's love. I'm thankful for his grace, and I'm thankful for learning that I must pray every day, because it's not about me. It's all about him, and I'm thankful for you, Dr. Stacey Grant. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, my
And Valerie. I apologize, Valerie.
No problem.
Okay.
I'm grateful for both of you, and Valerie reminded me about the clock change. I'm in a whole different time zone, so I can't even enjoy
God
the
bless.
Fact that there's a little changing time. Dear Jesus. Well, I can't believe it's March. We're here. And thank you for that reminder. And, you know, the fact that we use a lot of digital technology to automatically recalibrate. But thank you for that reminder, my love, and both of you for always being here and being a part of the family. Love you both.
Yes, we love
thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, and I see some other folks are coming on. And if you're new to the call or someone recommended that you join the call, just thank you for coming in. There's no, you know, no vetting process. The only thing that we do here is you just got to believe God is real. And we just fellowship together. I share whatever God's put on my heart, say a prayer, and close out. Back in the day, because this call is now going on almost a decade, I'm really going to sit down and go back and trace the years, because I think, Roz, we might be at 9 or 10, but anyway. And that's assuming that Roz is on the call this morning, because she's been one of the people who participated when this was just a live gathering at FrasierNet and turned into this call continuing every Saturday morning since then. And God has given me the strength and the discipline to keep this going in spite of whatever's going on, whether I'm on stage, traveling, on a plane. It's really, every time I think about it, I just thank God, because he will set you up like nobody can set you up. I had no idea that this was really the foundation of the work that he was preparing me for with this movement of Faithpreneur. So I am just really humbled and grateful for it. So just welcome to the family. Unmute yourself, just say hello, tell us your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for. And all the veterans, you know the deal. You can unmute your line as you are able. So go right ahead.
Good morning. You called my name. I was trying to be quiet so all the new people can talk.
I just felt you on the line. I just felt you. I called you up.
Good morning. This is Roz Knight in Worksville in Dallas, Texas, collecting folk for March 21st.
Yay!
I just want to say I am so blessed to have you in my life. And even I came on to Miss Valerie talking. I love Miss Valerie. And I think, did I catch Darnell? I'm not sure who the other voice was. That's my buddy.
Yes, it was Darnell.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I just want to say that God is awesome, and I'm going to keep on promoting griefshare.org. It's been a special 6 to 7 weeks that I made a decision to go get help, and I did not realize, you guys, our mind is nothing to play with. Realize the functions that you're doing and that it could hinder other things if you're not really all there, and to continue to reach out to community. If this is your community, then make sure you get on Facebook, because you never know. You'll meet up with other people who have gone through what you've gone through. You'll be encouraged from someone you never, ever seen. And that's what community is all about. I think that Faithpreneur and also the VIP prayer call, it is a virtual church. And I thank you, Dr. Stacy. You are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued.
Rod, you talking about virtual church. I can tell you I ain't no reverend. We just here.
I didn't say nothing about you being a reverend, but you can be obedient. You have gathered the people, sister, and I believe it's 10 years. But you have gathered the people, but your heart, you know, I was on a call yesterday. People said, minister, I just said, Lord, you know what I know. But I always say, like in the Army, the first corporal, we are disciples. Those who have that other title, then they can handle that. But all of us are responsible for discipleship. So you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, and valued. I'm getting ready to endeavor into something new today. I'm going to a real estate meeting, so we're going to see where this girl is going to go with that.
Well, amen. Look, multiple streams. I love it. Well, you go
yes,
get that.
Yes, yes. And today's focus on cultivating the mind of Christ, read Philippians 2:5-8. What is the mind of Christ like? Ask the Spirit to help you to operate in the mind of Christ. And what does that look like for you today and moving forward? You're new, you're now, you're next. I love y'all.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you for sharing. I love when y'all share the scripture that is on your mind and heart. I know Daryl on here, he's going to be sharing his that he reads. And I think it's just so wonderful because that's what gives us strength. That's where we get our strength from. When you're in the middle of cray-cray and people are losing it left and right, the only way you stand strong and the only way you can maintain your sanity is through God's word. And you're encouraged by it. You're reminded. And what you mentioned with briefshare.org, it's what we talk about all the time here on this call. You cannot do life by yourself. Well, I mean, you can try, but you won't be that successful. So suffering in silence doesn't help, whether it's grief, whether it's depression, whether it's fighting off thoughts of suicide, whether it's relationships, whether it's children, whether it's business. You cannot do life by yourself and truly function and live in a place, in a space where you're operating at your best. So when you are able to connect with communities, and Raj, you know, I joke about, you know, the titles that folks try to give me, but I do understand that this really is more than just your average connection. This is God's work. This movement of faithpreneurs is a gathering and it is a work. And I'm honored that God would trust me to shepherd this work. And the church, you know, I see churches gathering as a coming together, and we do come together and worship and celebrate as disciples. We all don't have to be on the pulpit, right? We all have our assignments and we have our things to do in the kingdom and for kingdom work that can help spread the good news of the gospel. So I do thank you for that. And knowing that we're all connected, some of you have never laid eyes on one another, but you feel like you know the voices that you hear every Saturday morning from all over the country, and our family in the Caribbean, our family in London, sometimes when they're calling in, it is so early in the morning that they really don't unmute, but they're here. And that is truly, truly a blessing. So to know that we can do it together and that y'all are praying for me, because the sister up in these streets needs a whole lot of prayer. So I am not independent of it. And I thank you for it. And I just give God the glory because he continues to reveal his plan, his way, what he has ordained for our lives, how we renew our mind in the word, how we get strengthened, even in the midst of the storm. You know, I'm here at the Black Enterprise Women of Power Summit, and Caroline Clark, who is basically the CEO of this particular conference and, you know, management of the whole magazine, she said something in an interview earlier in the morning when she was talking with Misty Copeland. And it was like, you know, when it's raining or there's storms in your life, you can't just sit around waiting for the storm to end. You just got to go out and dance in the rain. And it's so true. Like, you, things will happen and you're going through it and you're moving through it. That's why Action, Action, Despite the Distraction is just so, man, every time I think about what God gave me to do and then this next volume that's coming out, you got to keep moving. That's the antidote to confusing the enemy. Because if you pause and you get caught up in the storm, you get caught up in the challenge, you get caught up in what seems impossible, then you're not exercising your faith. You're not moving forward. As Dr. Pamela C.V. Jolly would say, stop limiting God to a miracle. Like, God can do all things. So when you move through and when you dance in the rain in spite of, your mind removes those challenges and perceived roadblocks, and all you can see is the expectancy of the fact that we serve a God who can do all things but fail. So I went off on a tangent. Y'all forgive me. I know some of y'all want to talk, but Raj is always getting me stirred up. I love you. I can't wait to see all of my Dallas family who's going to come out and support this wonderful event for our young people that I will be participating in on Saturday the 21st. Those of you who are on Facebook or you follow me on Instagram, I have to, my Twitter account, I don't know what happened. I disconnected something, so I have to put it out there on Twitter, too. But you can find it all on social media, all of my Dallas families in our Destiny Designers group. It's on my personal page. So if you're in the Dallas area, I really want to see all of you. So come out and support, and we can figure out even carving out some time for us to just do a little praise together. So I can't wait to come and hug all of your necks. So who else wants to say good morning? You can unmute your line by pressing star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for.
think this worked. Good morning, beautiful.
It did work. Good morning, darling.
I'm simply talking and I hear nothing. I'm like, okay, maybe I didn't press star one right. This is Celia from Queens, wishing everybody a glorious Saturday, peaceful, restful, abundant day. It's funny that you went on your little tangent, because this morning when I opened up my Facebook, I saw a post that I did 3 years ago that asked, what is it that if you could, what can you do today if, well, okay, let's try this again. My tongue is tied. It asks, if you can do anything, what would you be doing to stop you? And it's a post that I made 3 years ago, and I just posted, let nothing stop you. Just flow with the Spirit of God, and you can accomplish anything your heart desires. Just understand, the manifestation will come at the point of time. Don't give up. Don't stop grinding. Don't stop believing. If God gave you the vision, He will provide you with the provision, and it will come to pass. And I say that just to remind myself, because God gave me a vision 3 years ago, and I'm slowly watching it come into formation. I'm still writing. He's actually having me start my fourth book while we're waiting for the first two to be released. But I've already written, I'm already written book three, and I'm writing book four now. So I know what His will is, and it's going to come to pass when it's appointed time. So in the midst of everything, I just tell, if you have a vision from God, don't give up on it. It may change forms. It may change shape. It may involve some people, and other people you thought would be part of it may drop out of it. But if He gave you something, it will come. You just have to keep believing and pushing on and pushing for it, because you can't do life alone. You can't close up in a huddle, and God isn't going to bless anything that you're not doing. Works without faith is dead, but you got to do the work.
Amen. That is the truth. Can't pray for a job and don't put out a resume. I'm just saying.
Amen.
You got to do the work.
We want to believe God for everything, but we don't understand. He's only going to, He can't bless a closed hand, a closed mouth, and a shut up body. If you don't get out, if you don't open your mouth, because your voice is your power, if you don't open your mouth and speak, no one's going to know what you need or who you are. And I'm not just talking about getting on Facebook Live. I'm talking about making human connections, one-to-one with individuals.
There you go. Oh, yeah, because this social media thing can make people forget how to communicate, forget their social graces. OMG. Well, I tell you one thing. Any of you that follow me on social media, I just appreciate you, because I'm not able to be on as much as people think that I am, so I might miss something or don't get to see it. You literally have to call me or tag me. But I appreciate that we have a forum where we can connect, where I can share information, where I can see what you're doing. But let's not let these forms of communication stop the authentic and original way of word of mouth and person-to-person conversations and interactions. I don't want to see that lost in the world. And I'm concerned about some of our young people. They're in public places and they're so much on their phone, they don't even look up to meet eye to eye, to have a dialogue. And it's really concerning. So all that to say, there's a place and space for everything, but let's remember that the human touch, the human interaction, even though folks now don't want to hug and talk because of coronavirus and we're doing fist bumps and elbow bumps, I get it. But once this passes, let's just remember interaction with one another is something that helps us. I mean, there's studies that have been done on babies and those who have that touch versus those who are left alone, what that does to the developmental process. So all that to say, you will get those reminders. That reminder came up for you, Celia, because it is just confirmation that everything that we go through is a part of the process. Nothing is wasted. Mm-hmm. All of it is a part of what we're moving forward in and our growth. Because when I mentioned before, not limiting God to a miracle, we can say, oh, well, if it's God's will, it'll be done. We know that that's period. God's will be done. But we need to move. And when we move, He will reward our faith. That's taking that action and not just sitting around and waiting for it to happen. Well, Lord, I know You're going to provide a job. If it's Your will, I will work. But then you sit down, you know, go to any networking event, you know, send out a resume, you know, show up to meet anyone who could potentially employ you, then how are you exercising your faith? You're limiting God to a miracle that somebody's just randomly going to call you on the phone and say, hey, boo, I got a job for you. Or are you going to move, and as you move, he will clear the way. As you move, he will make that connection. As you move, you will see the opportunity unfold. So that is the growth when we talk about building your faith muscle, when we talk about all of the different testimonies you all share on this call. It's taking the action. The action is the antidote to what the enemy tries to do to stop and paralyze your goals and your dreams. You might have started it 10 years ago. If God said it, it will come to pass. Mm-hmm. You could have started 5 years ago. No matter time, he lasted time. He lasted the way we calculate time. It is all in his hand. But in the process, there might be things that he's teaching us. There might be lessons that we need to learn. There might be things that need to be pruned away, cut away. So it's all a part of what we're going through to become better, to do better, and to really let his glory be manifested in our lives. So continue pushing forward, Celia. I'm just so excited about the work that you're doing for this niche group of parents who you can only understand unless you walk that walk and know what it is to have to deal and manage certain areas of life with children who need a different kind of assistance and attention, and just as brilliant and wonderful and beautiful, and how you do that, and know that it was nothing wrong that you did. It's just a new way of existing for each and every one of them. It's a powerful ministry. It's a powerful work, and the words that you write will encourage and help those who can relate to how to navigate life differently. So just God continue to bless you, and you continue to be encouraged on your road as you got your own reminder today. Just keep on press, push, praying, and praising with a Z. So love you, girl.
Thank you.
All right, family. Who else wants to say hello? You know, clearly I'm on West Coast time, so I don't have to rush off today because it's 6:23, Jesus, in the morning. So who else wants to say good morning? Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today.
They haven't started one yet, so I'm going to just say this. Cecilia, what she was talking, I closed my eyes for a second because I was sitting at a light. I closed my eyes for a second, and I saw CPR your dream, resuscitate your dream. So that was good. I'm going on mute.
I tell you, the gift of acronyms and words that Arise has, CPR your dream. I love it. You better share that one out, Celia. That was a good one. That was a good little nugget. All right, so who else is struggling to star one so that we can hear you? Just make sure you didn't mute your phone.
This I had to unmute mine because I muted it back, but I got you, Roz. I got you.
I love it.
Good morning. Peace and blessings.
Good morning.
How are you? You sound excited.
I am great and grateful, but you got to tell everybody your name, where you're calling from, and what you're doing for you, so I know who it is.
She's a blessing. Good morning, the Household of Faith. Dr. Stacey, it's Michelle and Brother Josh from New York. So we're grateful especially for today, and most especially for today, because today is our start over day. I worked the red eye last night. And so, Brother Josh wasn't with me, as you know. So this morning, he was ready for the day. And I'm like, can I just get 2 more hours? Just go over there and read a book, please. And I realized, I was like, you know what? I am so blessed. I have a little person that looks forward to spending time with me, regardless of what day it is, where we're going, what we're doing. He's just excited that I'm present. And I thought to myself as I was listening to you discuss how many young people are so on their phones that they don't look up, they don't connect, they don't engage with the person in front of them. And I thought to myself, he is more than engaging. At every moment, he's like, what are we doing, mommy? Let's go. And he's ready to go wherever I'm about to, and do whatever I'm about to do. Right now, he's actually practicing a sword fight with someone that I don't know, but anyway. And it's like he's always present in, let me have fun with this moment. Whatever this moment is, let's have a good time with it. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful for today. I'm grateful for this moment. I'm grateful for him always keeping me mindful that it's a blessing to be in the present, and you should always have a good time with it, with whoever you are with, whatever you're doing. Find a space to have fun and enjoy the moment, because we don't know what the next moment is. So I am so very grateful for that, and grateful for everyone on the line, and I pray abundant blessings in whatever you are doing, with whoever you're doing, that you get to enjoy them and you in the moment. So thank you and love you. God bless.
Thank you, Mommy. So thank you, darling, and kiss my dad for me. And you enjoy your time with your baby. That is so true. You know, we can't, it's the little things that aren't so little. It's those blessings that we can't overlook or understate. So it's important to just enjoy time. You know, it's been a rough year, just at the top of the year. We don't even talk about what everyone's gone through in the last decade with loss, and, you know, Roz was sharing about reshare.org. And, you know, every time I say it, Roz, let's see if we can find out how they can participate in Faithpreneur Weekend 2020. Maybe that is something that we can add to the lineup, even them just having a presence and being able to be a resource to our community. So that's just sidebar. I know you're driving, but put that.
I will. I know there's an office in New York, several locations with church affiliations. So I'll just keep saying, I'm going to call some churches and say, you know, Dr. Stacy, do y'all have grief share? We need you there.
Well, yeah, I think it's important, because I know for me, I've had to take a couple of moments to just pause, because I pour a lot out. And, you know, these were very close people to me at the top of the year that lost parents and relatives, and just supporting and being there. Mm-hmm. It's rough. And, you know, when someone is going through grief, it's not always that you got to fry some chicken, or you got to bring flowers, or you got to do something that's so grand. It's sometimes just being there, just being present. You don't even have to say a word, but being there to pray, to let someone cry, to let them work through the emotions of no longer having the person that they love with them, is important. But as you do that, and as you pour out, you have to find time to refill. And, you know, that's different for everyone, but it's just a reminder that moments are precious. So as Michelle just said, you know, she's tired, but she's going to get up and spend some time with her baby. And, you know, we go and we visit. These are the little things that warm your heart, because you just don't know. Every day is a gift. And with the anxiety of this coronavirus going around, and, you know, actually, the flu kills people every year, but it doesn't make the news, so people don't understand that that's still dangerous. So the things like washing your hands, we also be washing our hands, but I'm not going to go there. But anyway, the things that we need to do, we just have to be conscious and reminded that when we can have those moments that we can share with our loved ones, let's not take it for granted, and let's not overlook it, you know. So I appreciate that she shared that, because it might have just helped someone today reorganize, saying no to something else so you can say yes to the people that you love, and you can share some moments with them. You know, I get so much joy when I'm able to be home and my kids are home and my husband, and we can have family dinner around the table. We can just talk. We can cut up. We can just have moments. Those are the moments I treasure. Y'all know I'm a corny little Hallmark person. I just love to be surrounded by the people I love. When I get a chance to hang out with my nieces who fuss at me, especially the baby. Well, Auntie, why do you have to leave? When are you coming back? I'm like, oh, Lord, I got to just carve out a day that we can just hang out and we can play and really just make that time, because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. So let's just be reminded, even if it's a phone call, if it's a text, just letting someone know that you love them, it can make the world a difference, because we don't know what people are going through. And a lot of us dress ourselves up and look real pretty, but we're hurting and we're in need of support on the inside. So as faithpreneurs, as children of God, let's share God's love and let's be beacons of light. I say it all the time, but I just really want to remind us to do that and check on our elders. You know, they say this particular virus is attacking seniors because of their level of resilience with their immune system and things like that. So let's just share God's love. I can't say it enough. That God is love, and let's just share it in every way we can because it's a gift. So somebody else is standing by. Go right ahead.
Miss Stacy?
Yes, ma'am.
It's Tracy Whitaker. How are you doing? We met at how are you? That's what I am. I'm just calling. I'm calling from Westchester, New York, and I am calling just to tell God thank you for a mind that chooses health. And I'm especially blessed because I stepped out of my comfort zone and I posted a 4 for 4, which is basically rebooting your body system. So you deny yourself 4 items for 4 weeks. And so it's like no dairy, no processed food, no oil, no animal products. Kind of tough, you know, but the process is really to focus on giving your body the nutrients that it needs to heal itself. And so I'm just blessed because I posted and asked that, you know, are there any takers? Anybody want to join me? And I really didn't expect any response. And the response has been so overwhelming that I'm like, God, thank you. You know, there's other people that realize that they want to do something, but some people just don't know what to do, you know? And so that's my shout out for the day. That's my, God, I thank you, you know, for that reminder. So, you know, we really do, you know, I hear all the conversations, but we got to take care of ourselves. We have to give our bodies. And as women, we are the ones that take care. When I worked at the hospital and the GYNOB department, the doctor would always say, you get the women, you get the mother, you got the family. You know, and so that was always their goal, to get the mother because you got the family. So we got to take care of ourselves and be healthy. So that's
absolutely
my good thing today.
Absolutely, Trace. You know what's so funny? Who mentioned that yesterday? I think that was, it might have been Felicia Rashad or it might have been Linda Clemens. I don't know. Somebody mentioned it here at the conference yesterday that in Indian culture, one of the sage pieces of wisdom is where the women go, the culture goes. And, you know, Women's History Month, and everyone's talking about, you know, all these months we give to everything. Every day is Black History, every day is Women's History. But anyway, understanding that where the women go, the culture goes. If you can get, just as you said, women healthy, making better choices, we're the nurturers.
That's
the gift that God gave us. So whether you physically birth a child or you are nurturing a child in community or you are leading, women set the tone. And it's important for us to take care of ourselves. And I'm convicted because, you know, with ripping and running, I'll be honest, I've gotten off of my regimen. I'm like, oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, I went for my physical everything is okay. But I'm like,
yes. But that's why you got to take time and be intentional, right? You got to take time and be intentional and give your body the rest and the nutrition. That's why it's 4 items for 4 weeks, and then you can go back to doing whatever you want to do. Hopefully, we won't want to do too much. But, yeah, you know, we sat at the table and ate everything together. So, you know, I knew. I was like, I got to do something. I'm sitting here eating everything. I am out of control. So I was like, you know, I got to do something. So I usually try to do a fast once a month. You know, I do a 2-day water fast, and then I do a juice the third day. But this time I said, you know what, let me go ahead and kind of dive in here and do this. So, yeah.
Exactly. And it's a process. And the more you focus on the good things, the bad things fall off. I know that for a truth.
Yes.
So, you know, you just drink more water, you just move a little bit
That's it.
You start to get back and you feel better. When you do better, you literally feel better.
The body rewards you. It tells you thank you every time.
Every single time. So that's my own conviction because it's a daily walk as a family. You know, we're talking about doing some of the things that I know help me, which is like meal planning and not just randomly choosing what you eat, because if you do the meal planning, it forces you to be intentional on what you bring into your house, what you prepare.
There you go.
And You know, so it's those things. So I talk about it all the time because, honey, it's constant delivery.
Yeah. you just need somebody to push you, honey. You need your own coach. You just need somebody to push you.
That's why I tell people I have my own health coaches. I thank God for Elizabeth Madison that we do SEQ moves together that I started in the community. And I know King David is probably on the line, and he's always on my case. If I can't be on, get your rest, drink your water, you know, get your sleep. So we need one another, as you said, to remind us of what we know we should be doing. And then don't beat yourself up.
Exactly. That's right.
Don't beat yourself up.
So true. And just remember, when sometimes you're craving that sweet, like we went and got that cake, it's really our body saying, give me a glass of water. Let me just get a glass of water and wait a few minutes. You need to calm down.
Absolutely.
All right, my dear. Good talking to you. I'm going to stay on. I'm going to mute. Love you.
Okay. Love you too, girl. So good seeing you the other day.
Same here.
Well, yes, and I thank God that we can talk about all the facets, because as faithpreneurs, it's about creating harmony. That balance thing is out the window. It's about harmony, just doing what you know to do, doing more of the good things so the bad things fall off, and that's in every area of our life. Destiny Designers University, who powers all this work that I do, it's about the four areas of concentration: physical, spiritual, financial, and mental, making sure that we're making those choices in how we operate each day. And we're works in progress. So if you slip off, just get back up and keep moving. Start with where you are and don't beat yourself up. And I just thank God, at least he don't judge us. He know he give us new grace and new mercy each day. He expects us to be obedient, and he expects us to honor the word that he has given us. But thank God that he knows our human frame, and he is able to look past our faults to see our needs and to give us the support in the areas that we need it, so that we can be just better shepherds of this one temple we get, this one body. I don't get to trade it in for a Beyonce model. I got to work what I got and do what I need to do so that I can be out here helping and serving through this platform that he has given me. So it is almost 7 where I am, and I do have to start shortly getting ready. I have an early morning meeting. Excited about some opportunities for faithpreneurs. So I definitely want to be sharp and on ready, and I will share what's on my heart and say a prayer. But if you wanted to unmute and didn't get to yet, stand by, and we will open up the call again towards the end. But I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for sharing this call with so many people all over. It humbles me every time I hear testimonies or get text messages or emails on how this fellowship has blessed you, or has reminded you of God's grace and mercy, that you for yourself, you don't have to borrow somebody else's testimony, but you can stand on your own and knowing that we serve a God who is just so amazing, who just loves us more than we could ever even imagine. And as I turned over and went into my Bible this morning, I was like, okay, Lord, well, what scripture am I going to share today? And it's just, I love how me and Jesus have a situation. Like, I open up my Bible and my eyes will go straight to where he wants me to go. And sometimes I think I'm just sharing to encourage, not knowing he's setting me up for what's coming that day. And this morning, I actually wrote it on the little nightstand here in the hotel room when I looked at the two scriptures that came up. And, you know, I have papers all throughout my Bible. I got to move some of these papers. That's when you know you use the word. You keep going in and you highlight and you write notes, and then God's giving downloads. But these two scriptures are literally right next to each other in King James Version. The first one that I went to was Proverbs 17:17. And that one says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. And I remember we were going through this scripture in my church, and it just really put a smile on my face because it was something that I was referring to yesterday. There can be people in your life who say that they want to support you or they love you, but I always say that love is an action word. It's a verb. It shows up in your actions and the way that you operate and what you do. Because some people love with reservations, or they love a little bit, but, you know, they don't want to love all the way because things in their mind stop them from completely and fully just being there, looking out for someone, creating opportunities, opening up doors, because the enemy would try to get in your mind and say, oh, no, 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 don't share, don't do that, because if you do, they might get in your lane, or they might take something that you want. That's such a scarcity mindset, to think that sharing or doing or blessing someone in full and complete authenticity and sincerity could stop a blessing for you. Are you kidding me? The more you give, the more you bless. The whole scripture, the more you give, the more you receive. It's not just monetary. It's in the way that you operate. And this scripture is reminding us, yes, a friend loveth at all times, a real friend, a true friend. But a brother is born for adversity. What does that mean? That person who is like your ride or die, that spiritual covering, that prayer warrior, that individual who understands when the battle gets tough what to do to fight against the wiles of the enemy, that can just truly be there to be a covering. And I just thank God for this woman of God, St. Marshall. Those of you who were at Faith Panora Weekend 2019, you know that I unveiled the first international Faith Panora. It's called the International Pearl Award, and it's for corporate Faith Panora standing in their faith and being able to share God's light and love, no matter how high the platform seems in the world, but understanding that God is first. And for those of you who don't know who Cynthia Marshall is, Dr. Cynthia Marshall, she is the CEO of the Dallas Mavericks, the NBA team. But that is the second phase of her life. She retired at the top of the food chain, per se, for AT&T, and one of the few Black women executives at that level in corporate America. And we actually connected years ago, right at this same conference, the Black Enterprise Woman of Power. And I'll never forget the day. We were in Arizona, I think, that year. And she was speaking, and my spirit just leaped. I was like, oh, this is an anointed woman of God. And we were talking outside, and I said, I don't even know what it is, but I just said a word to her to encourage her. And I was like, the anointing is on me so heavy. I said, I don't know why we're connected. I don't know what it is, but I just thank God. And I just shared with her a few words about what was next. I had no idea. She had no idea what she was doing. In a couple of years, prepare for retirement, and then get the call to come and be the CEO of the Dallas Mavericks. But I say all that to say the authenticity in that moment that we connected as children of God has been such a blessing. And to see how she is so sincere in her walk, in her interaction. When we did the interview at Faith No Weekend, it was just, everybody was like, the two of y'all, you can just see God just moving. And I didn't know that it was for such a time as this. The things that we've been able to do together from last year, what we're planning on for moving forward, I just came in my room and I was just thanking God for how he moves. And this scripture, a friend loveth at all times, someone who's really there for you, who can pray and see and use the spirit of discernment to open up seats at tables, to open up doors and opportunities. That's what I love doing for other people, but I'm not always the recipient of it being done to me or for me. And I just thank God for sin. I thank God she had to leave out of the conference early because she had to get to a Mavericks game and handle some things that she wasn't planning to do. But just the fellowship and her sister Cassandra, oh my goodness, she is my other big sis. We're going to take care of some stuff today. But I'm sharing this with you because this scripture is a reminder of when we talk about front row, when we talk about the people that we're around and who we align ourselves with, a true friend, someone who is really there meaning you good and wanting to see you win, will challenge you, will also check you if you're out of line, will continue to pray for you and to be there for you, and to be real and honest about how they can support your growth and your development. And a brother born for adversity, that's that biological brother, sister, yes, but sometimes the brother and sister in your life is not necessarily biological, but who God placed to really be there in the times of adversity, to have your back, to speak your name when you're not in the room, to understand the things that you're going through, that it's not for shame or disgrace, but look, let's pray on this. Let's pray on what's trying to beset you so that you can stand and do the things that you've been called to do. That is, it's a powerful scripture. You know, Proverbs teaches through story, through example. And when I saw 17:17, I said, well, okay, Jesus, now how are you taking me over to Proverbs 16:16? I said, well, what's going on with all this little number connection? But here's Proverbs 16:16. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. That's a powerful one right there. That wisdom, the wisdom that passes all understanding, the real discernment, that is what I pray for each day, for it to be sharper and sharper and sharper, is to really understand man's knowledge is great and necessary, like those who are trying to figure out in labs and the CDC and all over the world trying to figure out what to do with this coronavirus. Yes, God allows us the wisdom to learn, to do, to create all these things that we use, but true wisdom, understanding how to move, understanding what to create, understanding what service and product is needed, especially for my faithpreneurs. It's really asking God to not be led by your own thoughts and your own desires, but to truly be led by God's will and his way. And that wisdom allows you to know when to speak, when not to speak, when to move, when to pause, when to adjust, when to sit and dig your heels into the sand. That wisdom only comes from above, to understand when there's danger ahead, to understand that everything that glitters is not gold. Everyone might not have the same desire or intention for you. And it's that wisdom and discernment that will allow you to make the right choices and the right decisions, to know in your heart when it's something that is ordained for you to do next, to understand how you're able to process information, deliver information, and sometimes correct the things that have not gone right. So praying for that wisdom, how much better is it than to get gold, the understanding rather than be chosen, understanding rather to be chosen than silver. So that is, it's a powerful way to really think about our walk as children of God, to think about how we show up in the world, to think about what we focus on, and to ask God to truly help us in our walk, because it's a daily walk. None of this right here has a shortcut. There's no cliff notes. You have to live each day. You have to walk out your faith. You have to learn and grow through each part of the process. And as you grow, you build up your faith muscle. As you grow, you continue to learn. As you grow, you can look back and say, oh, that's why that happened. Oh, that's why. Oh, I see. Because I can recognize it now. And not only can I recognize it, I can help someone who's coming that way or going through that journey. I think Les was the first person who used to say, if you haven't gone through anything, just keep living. Because either you've just come out of something, you're in the middle of it, or you're heading towards it. And the wisdom that God gives you will help you manage each part of the process, to learn and grow from it, be better as a result of the lessons learned, and move to the next plateau. Because we don't stay stagnant. We just don't stay in one place and go, okay, we got it. We win it now. It's a wrap. No, as long as there's breath, there's hope and opportunity to continue to grow and to learn and to evolve into that next best version of who we are. That's the tagline for Destiny Designs University, how we graduate to that next best version of who we are. So I hope that blesses your spirit and that you're encouraged as we start this month of March and this first Saturday in the month. I just realized, wait, it's my little cousin's birthday. I got to call her before I get ready. Wake her up this morning. But I thank God for all of you that are celebrating birthdays this month. Happy birthday to each one of you. Those who are celebrating anniversaries like me, March 29th is my 24th wedding anniversary. Oh, I can't believe it. And I still like him. That's my boo, my baby daddy. Love my husband and, you know, just grateful because it takes a special somebody to be married to me, child. Mm-hmm. So y'all pray our strength, and I just thank God it doesn't feel like 24 years. So I bless God for the union, for our children, for just everything that he's doing, and continue to keep us covered and lifted in your prayers. So I'm going to go ahead and pray us out because I got to scurry and get myself together here. The sun is out. And I just thank God that I got some good rest last night because it's been nonstop for me in these past 2 weeks. But, dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to just approach the throne of grace, that we can boldly stand unapologetically in our faith and declare with our free will that you are God, that you sit high, you look low, you see all things, you know all things, you know every desire of our heart. We stand together in this corporate prayer, dear Lord. You know every heart, every person who is on this line, every family that's represented, and we even stand in the gap for those who couldn't be on the call this morning or had to leave for any reason. We just all come collectively seeking your face, glorifying your name, praising you for just being such an awesome God, not for the things that you can give us, but just for being God all by yourself. We appreciate all that you do for us, all that you give us, but we know that our heart's desire is to serve you in spirit and in truth, not to be hypocritical, not to be performing about our relationship with you, but to just be real, to let somebody see that, wow, this God, maybe I should go investigate just who he is in my life, get my own testimony, understand what it means to serve God and how to still smile in the midst of the storm, how to still dance in the rain, how to be able to just give you all the glory because everything is in your hands, and to give us the wisdom that only comes from above that allows us to make the right choices and decisions, to speak and not to speak, to move and to not move. All the pieces and areas of our lives that you assemble together, you can put the smallest piece of the puzzle in its right place. So we just thank you for that. We thank you for the gift of friends and having those who are partners as brothers and sisters in our lives that can have our back, that can pray us through, that can be an intercessor and covering over us each and every day. And we just ask you to watch over and to guide and to help us to be responsible stewards of this body you've given us. We talked about health today, and Lord, you know, every day I need a little help so I can stay away from the sticker bars, Jesus, yes. But I thank you that we can learn to do better with what we have, that we can drink our water, we can walk a little bit more, we can eat more green leaves and vegetables and the things that will help us be able to power this body so that we can do all the great and wonderful things that you've allowed us to do, especially our faithpreneurs that are building businesses and companies and services, and our faithpreneurs in corporate America that are adding other streams of income to their economy. So help us so that we can have clear minds and focus on what you call us to do and implement it in a way that doesn't limit you to a miracle, but makes us responsible for our choices and our decisions, that we can have clarity of mind in our next steps, in the actions that we need to take to get the results that you have desired for our lives so we can see the manifestation of your glory. So we give you the praise and we thank you for the strength, because we need to pray for strength for eating, for health. Thank you for Elizabeth Madison, my registered faith-based dietitian, dear Lord, and all the other health experts that have availed themselves to be blessings in the community. And I thank you for my primary care physician, Dr. Michelle Reed, who's also someone who seeks your faith and helps her patients not to rely on medicine, but to do corrective measures so that they can lead healthier lives. So I just praise you for all of those in this family and community that have resources and knowledge and the ability to share to help our faithpreneur movement be healthier stewards as we move forward. Thank you even for the Yoma Method, for Mecca, dear Lord, for how she's helping others relax and to just get some center and clarity on how they focus. Everything has its purpose. Everybody has their part to play in the body of Christ and how we share all of this wisdom and knowledge so that we can all be empowered to live healthier lives in mind, body, and spirit. So we just give you the glory. We pray for those who are fighting against mental health challenges that are seriously at the brink of depression, who have contemplated suicide. It's so heavy what's going on in the world. You know, as I walked through Penn Station and saw the amount of homeless people, even the one that was cussing me for no reason, Lord, find some resources for her, because the spirit, you can see like the enemy is just so mad. And for those of us in the body of Christ who knows what that looks like, I have to plead the blood and say, not today, Satan. So I just thank you for the resources that you are making available so we can help those who are suffering and going through this challenge, that they get the support and the professional help that is available, and that nobody suffers in silence, and that as a culture and a country, that we be more conscious of how we spend money and give resources to those who really need it, because the crime and the other mental health challenges that happen as a result of homelessness and things of that nature, it doesn't have to be. And if we could just be better stewards of what we have as a wealthy country, that no one should be living on the street. No one should be going through the mental health challenges without the support that is available. It's just a bigger conversation. And for those in this community who are registered and licensed health mental health professionals, help them to get the downloads and how they can be bigger supports and answers and advocates for the things that need to be given in our communities for us to function better, because there's nowhere that is not affected by what's going on. So help us to be beacons of light and to share in whichever way we can your grace and your mercy to help those who need it. We pray for those who have recently bereaved and lost their loved ones. It's been a season, Lord, where I feel, you know, maybe it's the age that I am, and just getting so many phone calls, seeing so many notes and messages coming in that people are losing parents and grandparents and loved ones. The circle of life is real. We don't know when the day, the time, or the hour will come for any one of us. So just help us to appreciate each breath we take and to use it wisely. And when our loved ones transition, help us to hold on to the memories that will fill our hearts, because God, only you can really heal the brokenhearted. Only you can fill that void that is left when we lose those we love. And we thank you for resources like reshare.org that are able to help people create new normals and to function and to understand how to process and manage their grief. So we just lift them all up to the throne of grace and just ask you to have mercy. We pray, Lord, for those who've been ill, who've been fighting off diseases and diagnosis and all sorts of high blood pressure, cholesterol challenges, stress. Stress kills, Jesus. So we defeat the enemy right now. And I just thank you for relieving the migraines that were attacking me last week. I thank you for deliverance. I just thank you that we can be better stewards of our bodies so that we can prevent some of these diseases and the challenges that have come up against or surgeries that are needed. We ask you to dispatch your healing angels. We thank you for those who work in medicine that believe in you and understand they are instruments of your grace and that you've given them a certain mental capacity to be able to serve and help your people. So just be with them and help them to comfort those who are going through. And we pray for our elders and those who are giving care and elder care. We just ask you to strengthen our elders, help them to have a better quality of life for their latter years, and be with those who are caring for them, help them to serve from their overflow and not an empty cup, so that they can truly be able to enjoy the blessing that they are and still take care of what they need to for their own relief and sanity. And we pray for marriages and couples that are going through, ask you to be with them, because the enemy doesn't like to see whole relationships, so we just ask you to cover them and to keep them in your care. And we pray, Lord, for those who are dealing with children who might be acting outside their natural mind, because sometimes children will do that, Lord. So give strength to parents and to guardians and be with them and cover them, because the enemy is fighting against this generation and trying to capture the minds of our young people, our young men, our young women that are here to serve you and be young men and women of valor for tomorrow. So we just pray a hedge of protection over each and every one, and to help them to realize who you are in their lives, that they're never too young to be able to stand as beacons of light. So we just continue to lift them up to you. We pray, Lord, for all of those in business, those who are starting businesses, those who are adding streams of income. Help us to understand how to correct the things that have not been set up properly, to be cash flow positive, to be able to create and leave legacy, to be responsible for setting up estate planning and writing wills and being just responsible so that when transition happens, it doesn't leave families in a flux and confusion and penniless, dear Lord. Help us to really understand what it means to leave inheritance for our children's children's children, to put the things in order and not to beat up on ourselves for the things that are not, but just to get the corrective measures so that we can do better and be better and show profitable models of functioning as faithpreneurs in the marketplace. That's the focus for this year for me, for Faithpreneur 2020, and to do this work. And I just ask you to put all the pieces of the puzzle in its place for the programming, for the honorees that will be announced shortly, that August 13th through 15th, you go and do your work, dear Lord. Lay the groundwork in the way for what we will be able to come together in this ecosystem of faithpreneurs and to lift up your name, to learn and grow together, and to be able to create these profitable legacies in the marketplace. And Lord, I thank you for the travel that you are allowing me to do in the midst of all that's going on. I ask you for safe traveling journeys back to be with everyone who has shown up here and to cover and keep them as I prepare for Dallas next, to watch over and just be with them as they're preparing for this wonderful review that will give scholarship dollars, put money in the hands of these young people to be able to continue their careers. So just be with them as they're preparing in the chair. And my dear Kimberly, dear Lord, cover her and keep her and let it be a success. Let your name get the glory and the praise. And all that is coming up in the closeout of this quarter, I thank you for every door you're opening, every way you're making for this community conversation that'll be happening next week. Just the positioning of what you have done, even in my life, as I continue to see your handiwork. Help me to be your instrument, dear Lord, that it's not about me, but what you're doing through me to help your people. And I just thank you for strengthening, covering, and guiding me. I thank you for the prayers of this community for me, because I am not independent of it. And I thank God that you really hear our prayers and you see our needs and grant the desires of our hearts. And I just ask you to cover my family, be with my husband and children, my parents, my siblings, continue to strengthen my stepmom as she's healing. And I just thank you for sparing and covering her life. I ask you to be with my cousins and cover them and keep them, my in-laws that are recently bereaved. There's so much going on. But Lord, I just thank you for just being God and for giving all of us the strength to put one foot in front of the other each and every day, giving you the glory, giving you the praise, knowing that we don't have to try to figure it out on our own, Jesus. We need to turn it over to you, and you will handle it. You will lead. You will guide. You ask for our obedience. You don't need our help. So just help us to be faithful and to do your will in our lives on a daily basis. And as we continue to work here at Women of Power, just be with every presenter and all the work and everything that is happening here. I just give you the praise in advance for you getting all the glory, you getting all the praise. And anything we forgot to ask, please don't hesitate to grant it unto us. And definitely, Lord, forgive us for ways in which we might have fallen outside your will and your way. And we thank you for your love and your correction in your word that'll strengthen us and help us to move forward. So all these blessings I ask in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, family, if you did not get to speak earlier and you want to, you can do that now before we close out and move forward. Yes, ma'am.
This came in my spirit. If we get grief share, we couldn't have grief share without NAMI. We couldn't have NAMI without a massage therapist. Just making sure I'm being obedient. That came in my spirit that I share that with you. So if I need to be the one working on that, I will do that.
Yes, and we have a couple of massage therapists, and we have the Yoma method that we'll be adding. So, yeah, we can definitely talk some more offline about that.
Okay, I love you. Have a great day. I'm at my destination in Vegas or in California for the WEP.
Oh, I'm in Vegas.
Oh, okay. Look for, you know Cheryl. You met Cheryl, right? Cheryl Pollock-Williamson?
Oh, yeah. We were sitting together yesterday having lunch.
Okay, good deal. Love you. Take care.
Love you, too. All right, love. Be safe. Okay, anybody else that wants to speak before we close out?
My jet.
Good.
That hotel got a beautiful gym in it. You see that beautiful gym they got in that hotel?
They sure do.
Visualization. Just visualize and start sweating and you're done. Wipe your brow off, okay? Grateful, 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 grateful to hear you, younger lady.
Oh, thank you, Kim David. Always a blessing hearing you, my brother.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for representing. Because if you coming on, this is not just women. Faith-based is faith-based, not gender-based. So, you know, I always have to make that little distinction so folk know not to leave out my brooch. All right.
That's right. That's right. More sunshine.
There you go. There go the other boy. Hey there.
Everybody,
your name.
You know I was out here. Good morning. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, family and friends, good health and strength, roof over my head, food to eat. Thankful for God's grace and mercy at times when I need it. I'm grateful for this season. So now we're in the month of March. Spring is around the corner, so we're going to have some more daylight. Grateful for that. Just grateful for, you know, for community. We get together, you know, fellowship, so praise God, all that good stuff. Grateful for this family and for you. And you can take that to the bank and deposit it.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that and appreciate you always representing for the brothers.
I represent.
Appreciate you.
They love you.
Love you, Mom, and that you can do about it.
Right, right.
All right, who else is there standing by? You can go right ahead.
Hey, Dr. Stacey, it's Karen in Orlando. Good morning, good morning. Hey, thank you for that. I'm just so grateful for this community that meets together each week, as well as, you know, when you mentioned about being able to leave an inheritance for our children's children, having the opportunity to be connected with so many powerful business-minded people that have their projects and missions all, you know, within their heart and that are moving forward strategically so that they can bring their brilliance to the marketplace. And, you know, actually, I had a friend from high school, and we connected probably after about 35, 40 years, and he's had his project in his heart in regard to children and music and education and being able to raise the reading scores and some of the results that he's already had in the New York City area, but looking forward to taking that around the country so that they can get the numbers so that they can bring it to different board of education and have that in the system. And just being able to assist in that effort and just the vision of what this can mean for, you know, so many of our children, grandchildren and young people, and not only in their vision as far as helping their reading scores and helping their, you know, their education levels come so, you know, more up in line where they should be. Just an exciting opportunity to make things happen and to connect the dots is just, I'm just thankful because I know even right here in this community, there's many people that can be affected and that can assist in that effort. So I'm just thankful for what the Lord is doing, not just for myself, but for others, you know, with all of our businesses where, you know, this is the year of Double Vision 2020. And so much is happening, and light years will the speed of which things can, you know, we might have been, it's kind of like the six, what is it, there's, what do they call it? The thing that grows, like it didn't grow for 20 years, and all of a sudden it shot up like 6 feet in a year. I know somebody else will talk about. What is that?
Yeah. The bamboo.
Thank you. I knew y'all intelligent people knew what I was talking about. Yeah, the bamboo tree. So that's what's going to happen this year. Like, all of a sudden, it's just things are just going to shoot up. And, you know, like, I saw somebody just splash out of the mud. And it's like, wow, you just see the amazement of what can happen in a short time when the Lord is blessing our efforts. So I just want to give thanks for all the wonderful blessings that so many of us and all of us have that the Lord promised that he's going to do so much for not just for us, but that we can bless other people all around us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I give thanks to you, Dr. Stacy. He's taking it to the bank, and I'm taking it to the bank, too. We love you.
Love you more. Thank you so much, my darling. And thank you for always recommending folks to come to the call. I appreciate you and appreciate just the blessing that you are, Karen, and continue to just let your light shine, and excited to see what this 2020 does have in store for you, beautiful.
Amen. Thank you. I receive that, and back to you as well.
All righty. Okay, I think I hear somebody else unmuted. If that's you, go right ahead.
Happy Saturday, Emma.
Okay, that's three of you at the same time, so let's do it one by one. Y'all know my nerves ain't that good.
Good morning, great and happy day. I'm going to be brief. This is Billionaires Happy, Dietra F. Tellen. I am experiencing spiritual itis. You know how we always say black people after we finish eating, we get itis? I'm experiencing spiritual itis, and I'm so happy and grateful for you, Dr. Stacy, and this community. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Think we need to get our thank you dance on. Get our thank you dance on. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you all. Thank you. Have a great and happy day, and a blessed day, too.
Thank you, beautiful. You do the same. You just keep sharing all of that happy sunshine everywhere you go.
I will.
All right, and who is standing by? You can go next.
Happy Saturday, everyone. It's Lajraine Peterson from Fort Washington, Maryland. And I just want to hey, Dr. Stacy. So I am good. How are you?
I'm sorry, I'm cutting up. Go ahead and speak, honey.
I know. And when you move, I move just like that. So, okay. Today I am so grateful for connections, genuine connections. So when you went to Proverbs 17:17, that was a whole shout in itself, because many times we are in spaces and in places where we give so much out of the goodness of our heart, and we give so much because we know what our purpose is and that God has charted us as being vessels to pour out for his will and for his glory. So sometimes we do that and we feel used and we feel abused. And we feel like everybody who we have done all of these things for, that if we need them to do a slither or something, that it should be a no problem, right? And those places and spaces can make us feel unappreciated by man, but it can get into our spirit and put a damping on our thoughts in terms of, am I really supposed to be doing this? Or I don't like how it makes me feel. So I just want to encourage anybody who has had feelings of that or who has been feeling that way to always understand and know that, one, God is on the throne, God sees you, God chose you, and God uses you. So although you may not get a rewarding feeling or however it is that you may want to feel from people, just appreciation is what I'll say, because it's not like we want anybody to put us up on a pedestal or anything. We just want to feel appreciated, right? So my message is, when you feel like you're not being seen or you're not being appreciated, and I'll focus on appreciated because it's not necessarily about being seen. When you feel like you're not being appreciated, sit back, create yourself a grateful journey and a thankful journey or a miracle journey if you don't already have one, and know that all the things that you're doing, God has already rewarded you in advance for anything that you can do. So look at it between you and God and not you and other people. And that way, the connections that stay, you'll know which ones are genuine. You'll know which ones that are good and healthy for you to pour and give your all in all, because they will reciprocate, and not necessarily in doing something, not necessarily in money, but in the love. And when you say sharing and caring, when you have people that you know that they care for you, it's nothing that you wouldn't do for them at all. So be mindful of your spaces and your places, but don't let anybody deter you or distract you or stop you from living out the purpose that God has designed on your life. Because he got you. He see you.
Amen. And look, amen. That's a drop the mic. Amen. Hallelujah. Truth.com. I appreciate you for sharing that, Bedreen, because that's the truth, right? When we talk about being authentic and some of the ways we can feel when you do pour out and it seems like, you know, and then sometimes it not just seems like, Bedreen, let's keep it 100. Some people ain't trying to reciprocate or pour in to where they have taken from, but sow on good ground and God will give you the increase.
Absolutely, absolutely. And whoever you sow into is not necessarily the person that's supposed to sow back into you. You don't necessarily want everybody sowing back into you. So just do your purpose that God has for him, for you. You'll get sown back into from another way, but at all point, you know that you're going to get sown in from God, and that cannot be any more powerful than anything in the world, in heaven or the world.
Exactly, exactly. Thank you for that, beautiful. I just love you, and I can't wait to see you. So you just keep being you and sharing your gifts with the world, because you truly are a treasure.
Thank you, and I love you right back. I will say I love you more, but I don't feel like keep on going back forth in the battle.
Yes.
I love you more. No, I love you more. But, yeah, we get it.
Because you already know. You can try, but yeah. But I appreciate you. All right, family. Anybody else? I just got a little text message. I'm supposed to be going now for breakfast, and I ain't quite ready. So anybody else want to say good morning before we close out?
Good morning, Dr. Stacy, and good morning to the other faithpreneurs on the line.
Good morning.
This is Anita. I'm calling from the Bronx.
Hey, Anita, girl. Anita, that you mail me some good playlist, girl. I'll be jamming to them, honey. How you know?
All is well in Christ Jesus. I'm glad to know that you received it. That's just some of them. That way you can kind of get a taste of some of the different music, and you can tell me what you like and send more like this, or I don't need that kind, and so on and so forth.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
I'm grateful to God. I'm just giving God thanks this morning. Just grateful, grateful, grateful. And I'm grateful for the Holy Spirit. Just grateful because as we continue on our walk, on our Christian walk, on this journey, as we continue to fulfill the destiny that he's called us to do, sometimes we find ourselves, just what you said, Dr. Stacy, in the middle or somewhere along that place. And we have a lot of different things that come our way. But because of the grace of God, because of his grace and mercy, because of the Holy Spirit, he helps us to keep on keeping on. He helps us to trust and to believe. Right now, I know that the Lord has me in a place of total surrender, total trust in him. And it's not easy, not the part about just trusting in God, and because we know in whom we trust, and he's never failed us. And we know we can't pull enough words out of the encyclopedia to talk about how awesome and great God is. But when we live with other people or we are surrounded by other people and their faith wavers, and we're doing our best to help the people that are around us as well, it does sometimes help have us where we're constantly saying, help me not to be weary in well-doing, because your word says that I'm going to reap this, I faint not. So I just give God thanks this morning for this broadcast, for the people that share on this line, and just for believers in general, and for us encouraging one another. And that's all I have to say. You guys be blessed.
Well, amen. And I thank you for just being a part of the fellowship and just for being willing to support and offering your help. Girl, stand by, honey, because we got some things to talk about. But I'm just so grateful for you, for your obedience. Thank you. Even just for sending the playlist. I had some of them on my list and then some new ones. I was like, oh, I like this here. So I just thank God for how he moved, how he pulled his people together to do his work, and excited about how we will continue on this battlefield and do his will. So you just continue to be encouraged and be the blessing that you are.
I will. Amen. And Dr. Stacy, I'll send you some more. I didn't want to bombard you, so I wanted to, you know, have you say yes. Yes, send me some more. I know that's enough for now. Let me know.
No, it's fine, honey. That's how I get my work done. With my list and putting on my praise, that's what gets me going. The ministry of music is a blessing to me. So thank you for sharing those. Keep them coming.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. So who else?
Good morning. How you
there
doing?
There you go. Good morning.
Hey, it's Mecca.
Hey, there go my messy favorite. How you doing?
I'm so happy to be on this call this morning. I've been on the move so much, but I just want to say that I'm grateful for, and I thank God for you. I thank God for allowing us to see another day. I truly believe, and that's something that you have to thank God for, because there are a lot of people that's not seeing today. And I, you know, well, I'm going to actually thank God and give gratitude for God giving I would need a spirit of grace and favor. I'm at a conference, and I've been in for the past few days in Dallas, Texas. And I am basically around a bunch of veterans, and I am the only Gold Star spouse. If none of you guys know what a Gold Star spouse is, basically it's a how do I say it? I'm trying to get out of saying. It's basically my deceased spouse or ex. I don't know how to phrase it, but my deceased husband was killed in Iraq. So I'm basically the only person here that's a Gold Star wife. There's a bunch of veterans and stuff. So every time I meet somebody and I network with somebody, I have to explain that. I think it gets very, like, tiring to keep saying it, and I'm trying to think of, like, different ways to just say it. But then also it's, like, trying to get out of a way of saying my husband all the time. I'm a Gold Star spouse, a deceased, you know, what, you know, trying to, you know, to, I want to, you know, manifest a husband and a reality husband right now. Like, so I've been praying for that. So I'm trying to get out of, like, a better way to communicate that aspect of my, you know, life when I'm around all these different type of people, especially with this type of demographics. And they had this class about real estate, development, and stuff like that. And I sit in the front row. I'm a front row student. And this guy, right, he was just sitting there. And, like, he was standing there. He was one of the main guys. When I said main gods, I seen the main gods, main money god, main god that could lead you to so many different angles that's gonna help you. Oh my goodness. They building houses like crazy, they getting properties like crazy. And I sat down, I'm just listening to them. I'm sitting here like, oh, well, there's nothing really here for me, because they talking about building properties for veterans. I'm not a veteran. I thought this class was telling you how to get property, how to, you know, get real estate. I sat there, right? I sat there and I just, you know, I'm listening. And I see the guy keep looking at me, keep looking at me. I'm so used to people looking. I don't say, and I just smile and say, how you doing? But something told me, well, God said, ask him a question about, tell him what you're working on, because I don't talk about nothing. I just stay quiet and, you know, and take care of what I got to take care and talk to God about it. But God said, oh, talk to him about it. Do you not know when I approach, this is none but God. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. When I stepped, and right before the workshop, I needed to get his attention right then and there. Right as it ended, I told him, I said, I need to speak to you. He said, sure, Mecca. It's as if he already knew my name, right? And Mind you, he's been watching my name tag. My name tag is low because it's hanging off my neck, right? Not realizing that God was really paying me attention. That's why he kept staring. Do you not know when I went to this guy, started talking to him? One, he gave me his undivided attention, even though there was all these people trying to talk to him. And two, when I was speaking to him and I was explaining to him about who I am, what I do, and why I'm here, this man said, he said, God will give you all your heart's desire. Oh, my God. I was like, whoa. Mm. And right, that's what I said. And I'm telling him, because right now I'm looking for buildings. But I don't want to worry about a mortgage. I don't want to worry about, like, rent, because the rent is like an arm and a leg. And the guy said, when he said that, I was like, what? You know, and I know I felt a presence from him is why he kept staring. But, you know, you never know. So I'm just being, you know, humble, just shellacking and being educated on stuff. And even though I felt like that information wasn't for me, I listened to God because he told me to stay inside that room. And I gravitated to that room not knowing what I was going to gain from it. And as I sit there and he said that to me, he held my hand, he held my shoulder, and he sat there. He said, I'm going to do anything in my power to help you get what you need. He said, because God never fails us. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I looked at him. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, God is good. He was like, all the time, yes, he is. Do you know this man sat here and said, wait, let me pray for you. He didn't care who was standing around us. He didn't care who was there. That was none but God. That man sat there and prayed. Oh, my goodness. It was so amazing. It was so amazing. And the next thing, everybody that was standing there, everybody stopped. Everybody paused. It got silent. And he prayed. And everybody was like, oh, my goodness, I felt that prayer. It was so powerful. I said, you know what? I said, God know what he be doing, because, like, I told this man what I want and what I've been praying for. I told him that. And now I didn't tell him I was praying for it. I just said that I want a building where he said, how big of the space you want? I said, I want a large space because I want this, that. I was laying it out for him. Because I know, I see the vision is there. You know, this, it's like, it was so amazing. It's like nobody else was there. It's as if it was just us. And he prayed. And it was so beautiful that the entire room felt. People that were surrounded around him. And we was in a corner because I took him on the side to go personal and talk to him. Because I didn't want to put out all my, you know, all my business. Man, the entire room felt it, even though, you know, I just want to thank God for bringing the presence of people like that into my life. And then I wake up, I'm getting ready to go downstairs to the conference now. And then he sent me an email early this morning to ask me, let me know what I can do for you, how I can assist you, this and this and this. And he said, God never fails us. You're going to receive all your heart's desire. He said, I'm going to do my best to help you get what you need done. And I sat there and I was like, wow, just when I thought that that's the mind game, you know, that's when the negativity or the mind game starts to play with you. Like, because I was like, this workshop ain't for me because they're not giving me what I need. Housing for veterans. That's not what I need. I already got a house. I need a building. But I stayed in there. I humbled myself. And I was willing to be educated on something I didn't even know what they was talking about. But look what happened at the end of it. God blessed me with somebody that's going to help me. Because every time I go to, like, a real estate person or, you know, people that's buying buildings and doing all these things, and I ask them about that, they tell me, no, that's not possible. You can't get that. Oh, my God, it's so hard. I don't think you want to deal with that. It's so much behind it. This and this and this. It's just so much negativity. This is the first time I got something from a real estate, from an investor, from like a this man just gave me like, so, and I kept going and I would say, well, I hear what you're saying. This is what I would say to those people that give me the negative feedback. I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to keep going. Well, you could keep going, but you're not going to get nowhere. Thank you. Have a good day. God bless you. And I keep going. And I keep my faith and I keep walking. And I'm going to keep my faith and I'm going to keep walking. Because I told him all I want to think about is build out. What I'm going to put in it, how I'm going to do it, this and that, and this and that. But son told me that I won't even have to think about that because they're going to take care of me. I said, you know, God be talking, man. God be talking. He be doing stuff and moving things. And you know, it don't got to be this year. It could be next year. But, you know, I know God got some stuff because there are signs that I'm getting. There's so much that's happening. I didn't even expect to really be here, you know, at this convention, with the, at this conference, and, you know, with a bunch of business owners and things like that. And I always say the right people would approach you when they're supposed to approach you, and God will always bring those people that's supposed to be in your space because you would know who. And I always say my bishop wife, you know, she always say to me, she said, my friend, you have the favor over you. And when she said that, I was like, yeah, thank you. I said, thank you so much. And, you know, it's not about, you could look good, you could dress nice, but you know, it's about your spirit. It's about your heart that God's moved by. And that's where, you know, as I realize these experiences that I'm having, you know, either it's negative or positive, it's a reason and a purpose behind it, you know? So I just want to thank God for what he's doing and how he's bringing, like, all these different opportunities in my space, even down to you, Dr. Stacy. Like, I it's just so amazing. Like, I don't want to get emotional and mess up my makeup. And my eyes start to tear up. But I'm just so grateful because it was a time where, you know, nobody believed in anything. Nobody, but not nobody, but percentage of people didn't. And when I see where I'm going with all of this, how I'm about to do work with the NYPD and stuff like that with this new thing they got going on. And so it's just like, I'm thankful and I'm grateful for all these opportunities. And I thank God for bringing you in my life as well, Dr. Stacy. I just want to say I appreciate you and may God continue to bless you.
Oh, thank you so much for that testimony. Now, that's a way to end this morning's call, honey. That was a whole drop the mic testimony. God will prepare places for you and put you in front of great men. You just do what you have to do. That's our job. Just be obedient, and you were obedient. You stayed. You didn't know where the blessing was coming from. So sometimes it don't come wrapped with a nice little bow, but you had to stay and not be impatient and not think that you knew everything. You stayed humble. You stayed coachable. And now look at the blessing that you would have missed had you just jumped up and left. Ah, this ain't got nothing to do with me. God is always waiting to see our humble heart and our spirit and our willingness to be obedient. So I am so excited for you. That sounds amazing. You're going to claim it. You're not going to put any limitations, whether it's this year or that year. No, you're just going to claim what you already have declared and decreed, and you're going to walk in it and keep doing your due diligence as you see it come to pass. So God bless you. I'm so excited for you, and thank you for sharing that testimony because I'm sure it encouraged somebody who was listening today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, family. I think that's it, unless somebody else is on, because I got to go and get myself ready to go down to a meeting. So thank you for being on the call. Thank you for your prayers. Continue to send some up on my behalf on a daily, and I will be doing the same for each and every one of you. Love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. I just want to make sure, I think one other person tried to unmute real quick. If that's you, go right ahead before we close out today's call.
Hey, Dr. Stacy, again, I'll give my scripture for this week right quick.
Okay.
Blessed is the one who preserves under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. That's James 1:12.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you.
And you.
Thank you once again, everyone. All right. Love you all. And by the grace of God, we'll be back together, same time, same place, next week, Saturday. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.